Khalashing for Khalas? Want to bribe or fine dine? Stay tuned to High FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bugatti for SN Fresen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Good morning, and welcome to the SN Fresen Show, where it's all about the food. I'm Adrian Bugatti, and today we're talking about garlic and the benefits of garlic. For most of us, garlic is used as a flavorant in the dishes that we cook every day, but it also has amazing health benefits. Garlic is a natural anti-inflammatory, antifungal, and even an antiviral that we can use. However, sadly, the longer we cook it, the more it loses its health benefits. So a delicious roasted head of garlic may taste amazing, but it won't have all the benefits that are left. The best way, obviously, is to eat garlic raw. So why not make yourself a basic salad dressing with crushed garlic in it? Otherwise, you need to eat an entire clove. Here's a quick salad dressing recipe using fresh garlic. 1/4 cup of oil, 1/4 cup of vinegar, 2 to 3 cloves of crushed garlic, 1 teaspoon of dried Italian herbs, 50 grams of tomato paste, 1 tablespoon of honey, and some salt and pepper to taste. Keep it in your fridge, add it to your salad with every meal. Okay. Let's go through all the amazing benefits that garlic has for us. So the first one is it's an immune booster, which is always good for winter. It's great for fighting flu and colds, and it can be either taken as a supplement, which is probably better, because you won't have the smell, or you can eat it raw. They say you should add at least 1 clove of garlic to every single meal. So it's 3 cloves of garlic a day, which can be a little much for most people. But garlic not only helps prevent the colds and flu, it can also shorten the length and the severity of the cold or flu that you're suffering from when you do get it. It's not a guaranteed prevention, but it's a nice way to keep yourself healthy. In winter, my family has a lot of garlic. I cook with it a lot, and because I use so much, we do still get the health benefits. When I started doing this, I actually found that my family stopped getting sick. About 2 years ago, we spent almost every winter at the doctor with somebody in the house sick. And then I started using a lot more garlic in my cooking. And all of a sudden, at the most, we get a cold once a year. And when you do, it's maybe for 3 days at the most, and everybody's better. So less antibiotics, it's reduced the amount of medication everybody takes in winter. So along with those who need it, the flu vaccine, the bronchitis vaccine, the pneumonia vaccine, are very important when you've got high-risk people, so people with asthma, people with diabetes, the elderly. It will help increase help decrease the amount of times you get flu in a season. Another benefit of garlic is that it can reduce your blood pressure. High blood pressure or hypertension is one of the main causes of heart attacks and strokes in the world. So adding some garlic to your diet may help you manage your blood pressure better, along with a low salt diet and any medications that your doctor prescribes. So remember, when you're adjusting your medications or when you're adjusting your diet, take into account what medication you're on. Don't stop taking the medication, even if you find that your diet, your blood pressure has improved. You don't stop the medication until you have the doctor's permission. Don't change your dosages just because your blood pressure goes down. Another thing that garlic does is it may lower your bad cholesterol. So when you're using garlic in your food or taking a supplement along with your cholesterol medication, you may find that your harmful cholesterol, the low-density lipoprotein or LDL, as well as your total cholesterol, might come down significantly. Once again, this is a way to fight heart disease, prevent strokes and other problems. Then they found that it may help improve your brain function, which a lot of us need. Garlic is an antioxidant, and antioxidants help prevent our body from the oxidative damage of the free radicals in the air. The same way that oxidization will cause rust, free radicals contribute to our aging process. So by being able to fight that with some garlic, studies have shown, reduce the risk of Alzheimer's and dementia in the elderly. And because of this, you may find that you live longer. When garlic helps with your blood pressure, your cholesterol, and fighting colds and flu, you are less likely to suffer from any of the illnesses that cause you to age quicker. Now, garlic was actually one of the very first performance-enhancing supplements that athletes in the ancient Greek times took for participation in the Olympics. They found that garlic can reduce the amount of fatigue that you feel after you've exercised, and as well as patients with heart disease who were on good doses of garlic were actually found to have a reduced peak heart rate while training, which means that their heart rates didn't go up as much as those who weren't taking it. Then another benefit is it actually helps to detoxify heavy metals. So it can help you protect your body from heavy metal toxicity. And this may be interesting if you are an auto mechanic and you're exposed to car batteries a lot. So if you're working in a battery center or a car parts center, it might be something to consider. Heavy metal toxicity, one of the side effects or one of the symptoms that you might find is frequent headaches. And by taking some garlic in a supplement, you might find that the frequency of your headache and the intensity is reduced. Okay. Garlic also keeps your bones nice and strong. So even though not a lot of studies have been done on this, the ones that have been done show or suggest that those with osteoarthritis should increase the intake of garlic, because, as I said, garlic is a natural anti-inflammatory, which can then help with the pain of your osteoarthritis. It's also a good idea for menopausal women to take garlic, as this prevents an estrogen deficiency, and that can lead to bone loss, which then leads to a decreased bone density and puts you at risk for the broken hip that we all associate with elderly women. Garlic also fights fungal infections. It's a natural antifungal. There's some interesting applications here, and one of them was to use garlic oil directly on something like athlete's foot, ringworm, and even oral thrush. They suggest that you eat garlic paste. Now, I haven't tried any of this. I would prefer to stick to the modern medicine, Western medicine, because, well, you're going to walk around smelling a lot of garlic, which may be difficult if you're working with people. Garlic's also a natural antiviral and anti-inflammatory, and the suggestion is to have one clove of garlic with every single meal that you eat in the day. Now, having all of that garlic in your diet can fight infections like caused by allergic rhinitis. Because garlic is an anti-inflammatory, it can reduce the inflammation in your airways, in your nasal passages and places like that. So along with your normal medication, you might find the increased garlic will help improve your rhinitis in the mornings and you won't feel so bad. They've also, some of this research also showed that you put raw minced garlic onto things like rashes and insect bites, and it can reduce the itchiness. Once again, you run the risk of walking around smelling like a garlic. So raw garlic also helps with toothache. So I always thought it was cloves, but apparently garlic can do this too. Your dentist may not appreciate it, obviously, but while you're waiting for your appointment, you are likely to have a little bit less pain as a result of applying garlic directly to the broken or painful tooth. Garlic can also help with digestion. So while garlic increases your gastric juices and which helps digestion, too much garlic can also have a bad effect. It can cause bloating and stomach upset, especially if you're, and it can cause a lot of pain if you're suffering from ulcers. Also, it can affect blood thinners. So if you're taking blood thinners such as Ecotrin or Warfarin or Xarelto, you may want to be very wary of increasing your garlic intake. And for those who are on HIV medications, it does interfere with the workings of the HIV medication. So I would do some research before doing that, speaking to your doctor and a dietitian. As with anything in life, moderation is the key. So if you're going to radically increase your garlic intake, it is suggested that you speak to your doctor first about this so that it doesn't affect any medications that you are taking or any health conditions that you have. You may also want to speak to your family and your colleagues about the possibility of the pervasive garlic smell that will linger on you for days. We're going to cover the health benefits of ginger. Ginger is, to me, one of the most delicious spices around. It's great to add to foods. Often I combine it with garlic, as I was talking about the health benefits of garlic, and the health benefits of honey as well. So honey, ginger, garlic, those are amazing combinations. In fact, those are the combinations used often as a base to home remedies for colds and flu, sore throat. So making yourself an infusion of honey, ginger, and garlic can help with sore throat to fight your colds and reduce the length of your and severity of any colds and flu. So there are about that I could find 11 health benefits to having ginger. And these are all, as with the garlic, supported with some scientific research. Okay. So ginger is originally from China. And it's has a similar and closely related, it's closely related to turmeric, cardamom, which are also beautiful spices used in a lot of curries. Okay. The under part of the stem, or for those who remember their biology from school, it's the rhizome, is used as the spice, and that's your ginger root. Okay, and that can be used for all sorts of things from digestion. I can remember taking it to fight the nausea during pregnancy to having, you know, ginger biscuits. Most of us remember those. And it's, you know, fights flu, colds, and lots of other things. So you can use it dry, you can use it powdered, you can use it oiled, you can use it as a juice, you can use it, remember, as an infusion in a tea, and it's in a lot of recipes. So it is quite an oily one, so you can squeeze juice out of it, obviously if you have a press strong enough for that. The main sort of compound in ginger is called gingerol. And that is where your anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties come from, that gingerol. So ginger is great, like I said, against nausea, especially during pregnancy, but it's also been used for a long time as a treatment of seasickness. So the old mariners used to have garlic on the ships and they would eat that to help with the seasickness. And in patients who are undergoing chemotherapy or who react to anesthetics with the nausea and vomiting, it has been shown that it does have a benefit. And it's safe to use in pregnancy, so it's really good for pregnancy-related nausea. There were 12 studies that did it and that were done on pregnant women about the use of ginger, and it was found, you know, it reduced the nausea. It didn't reduce the vomiting itself. So, you know, if you're just nauseous during your pregnancy, you will find it helps a lot. Unfortunately, if you're nauseous and vomiting, the only thing it'll help is the nausea feeling. So it's safe to take during pregnancy, but please, as with everything, when you're adjusting your diet, speak to your doctor beforehand, because an overdose of garlic can possibly, although there are no studies to confirm it, it has been suggested that it raises the risk of miscarriage. So they're saying about 1 to 1.5 grams of ginger can help prevent different types of nausea. Because ginger is an anti-inflammatory, it can reduce muscle pain and soreness after exercise. In one study, from what I was reading, it said that some ginger for 10 to 12 days were able to help people reduce muscle pain when doing things like elbow exercises. So if you're recovering from elbow surgery, maybe it's a good idea to speak to the doctor and see, you know, if there's any harm in taking ginger. Now, it may not have like an instant effect. Obviously, it's not a medication, so it's not going to be this instant cure to pain. But as with homeopathic medications, when you take it, you've got to take it for a while before you're going to find the benefits. They obviously, like I said, it's a daily thing, and it's, if you're training or something like that, taking the ginger may help reduce the soreness that you experience as you build up, you know, with your exercises. So maybe if you're suddenly thinking of starting to train, it's a possibility that at the same time you start your ginger. Now, it's also, once again, an anti-inflammatory, so it can have some benefits for those who are suffering from osteoarthritis. One of the things is to maybe combine it with the garlic that we were talking about previously, and hopefully it can reduce the joint pain and the stiffness. So they did a study of a group of people with osteoarthritis of the knee, and they found that these people did suffer from less pain and required less pain medication. A combination was that they came up with was almost like an elixir, I suppose you would call it, or an infusion to drink, was ginger and then something called mastic, cinnamon, and sesame oil. So as long as you don't have any allergies, it is possible to try make that into a kind of benefit. Mastic is a gum that you find from a mastic tree. I'm sure it's probably available at health shops, although I've never heard of it. Okay. Ginger can also help lower your blood sugar and reduce the heart disease. Okay, and this is quite new, but they are finding that increased ginger can help lower patients with blood sugar, okay, with diabetes. It's a long-term thing, so they gave patients it was 2 grams of garlic, of ginger, 2 grams of ginger over a period of 3 months or 12 weeks, and it improved their overall blood sugar. So the HbA1c, it reduced it by 10% over those 12 weeks, which is really a fantastic thing. It also helped with a reduction in your lipoproteins, which is your LDLs and risk factors to heart disease. So that's an amazing, you know, type of thing to look at. The thing is that this is a small study that was done, so it's not been proven. But there possibly is no harm in taking it. As I said before, with anything, any change in diet, it is best to speak to your healthcare professional first. And then ginger can help treat chronic indigestion. As with nausea, indigestion is recurrent pain or discomfort in the upper part of the stomach, usually after eating heavy foods and things like that. What it can be caused by is that you are slow to digest your foods, you've eaten a heavy meal, and having it sit in your stomach can cause it to give you heartburn and things like that. So as with garlic increasing your digestive juices, ginger has been shown to speed up the emptying of stomachs in people who do have indigestion. They said that after eating soup with ginger reduced the time it took for the stomach to empty from 16 minutes to 12 minutes. So 4 minutes may not seem like a long time, but it is. And also, this is a very small study. It was only 24 people were tested. And they said that that was the best thing. So maybe after a heavy meal, a cup of jasmine and or green tea and ginger may help you feel a little bit better. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we'll carry on talking about the benefits of ginger. This is Adrian for the Essence Fresh in the show, and we'll speak again now.
Chalashing for chalas? Want to braai or fine dine? Stay tuned to Chai FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bagatti for Essence Fresh, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Welcome back to the Essen Fresen Show, where it's all about the food. I'm Adrian Bugatti, and today I'm talking about the health benefits of certain foods. So earlier I covered the health benefits of garlic, and now we are talking about the health benefits of ginger. So ginger can actually help with period pain. So it usually, one of the traditional, I suppose, uses of ginger was the relief of menstrual pain in the Middle East. And they took that right at the beginning. There was, once again, the studies, while they are significant studies, the studies are done on small groups of people. So one study of 150 women, they were given 1 gram of ginger powder per day for the first 3 days of their cycle, their menstrual cycle, and it apparently reduced the pain as effectively as taking ibuprofen or mefenamic, which are both used to treat painful menstruation. Now, same as with garlic, ginger appears to have a benefit on the bad cholesterol. And this is your LDL, your low-density lipoproteins, which are what is linked to the increase in heart disease. So, and this is where the old school thoughts of how diet affected our cholesterol came in, and why everybody had to be careful of what they ate and things like that, because foods that you eat do have an influence on the LDL levels. So once again, it was a small study. These people were given 3 grams of ginger, and it reduced their cholesterol quite significantly. You know, so the ginger extract definitely can't harm you. Once again, in small doses, please check with your doctor before trying this. So it actually had quite a benefit, not only on the LDL, the same as your cholesterol had, but also on your triglycerides, which are one of the causes leading to heart disease and strokes. Now, some of the studies have shown that ginger extract has been studied as an alternative form of treatment for cancer. Now, it's not going to take away from the actual treatment of cancer, but apparently it can help people you know, with certain types of cancer, along with the normal treatments. So they did a study, once again, a very small study of 30 people, and they were given 2 grams of ginger a day, and this reduced the anti-inflammatory signals in the colon, so in your intestines, and it didn't confirm them, but they did feel that it was a good preventative medication to take for certain types of cancer. Obviously, once again, not proven, but no harm in trying. As with garlic, the same thing. It improves brain function and can protect you from Alzheimer's. It has the same antioxidants that garlic have, and these can fight the degeneration of our bodies. So there is some evidence, once again, small study, but lots of studies on humans, that it showed in a study of middle-aged women that ginger extract improved their reaction time and their working memory. So if you tend to forget a lot of stuff, maybe increase your ginger. The active ingredient in ginger can also help fight infections. So gingerol is the main substance or active substance in fresh ginger, and it definitely helps lower the risk of infection. The ginger extract can prevent a lot of bacteria. It prevents them from growing and multiplying. So things like gum disease, gingivitis, all of those are decreased when you're eating fresh ginger. It can also be used in preventing yourself from getting respiratory infections, like common respiratory infections. So they call ginger one of the superfoods, which we've heard this term a lot, is that, you know, superfoods are these amazing foods that you eat that prevent you from getting sick and fight all sorts of things like cancer and that. So ginger is considered to be one of these as the big, superfoods. You can obviously buy ginger from fresh ginger from any store, but you can also get it on, you know, as a supplement, as a tablet. Okay. Another healthy ingredient that I'm going to cover, especially to help fight flus and colds, is cinnamon. There are two types of cinnamon. There's the Ceylon cinnamon and then there's Acacia cinnamon. Acacia cinnamon is the one we use the most. That is the most common one, and that's in the sticks. It's very versatile in foods. It added to sweet potatoes. You can add it to rice puddings and all sorts of things. And it smells to me, I love the smell of cinnamon. Now, cinnamon is another one of those ingredients that or things that is very high in antioxidants. In fact, it contains more than the garlic. And it, once again, can reduce your oxidization caused by the free radicals in our diet and in the stress that of everyday things, which means it can improve your immune system. So wonderful to know making yourself a mixture of garlic, ginger, and cinnamon might help prevent getting sick. Another benefit, once again, is the same. It's an anti-inflammatory and it helps repair tissue damage and fight infections. Now, you need to be careful with this as well, that inflammation can cause chronic pain. And cinnamon is great for patients who've got liver inflammation. It doesn't guarantee that it's going to help it, but it does, you know, help you repair tissues and fight infections and reduce the inflammation of your liver. It reduces the risk of heart disease. What a wonderful thing these spices are. You know, having them in your house every day, and these are common things to use. It gives you an alternative. It means you don't have to have garlic every single day or ginger every single day or cinnamon every single day. You can play around with your flavors in your cooking and get the same benefits. Cinnamon, once again, does the same. It reduces your bad LDL cholesterol and your triglycerides. And it can help reduce, obviously, blood pressure, because with the lowered cholesterol, you are less likely to have high blood pressure. Another benefit of cinnamon, and this is something for a lot of patients who are diabetic or pre-diabetic, as they call it, or have insulin intolerance or resistance, cinnamon can improve this. It maintains your blood glucose. It helps the metabolism of fatty foods and can reduce your insulin resistance. And all of these things together are going to reduce your heart disease risk. It's a natural antibacterial, and it has an active ingredient called cinnamaldehyde. Okay, very like weird name. And it's an oil, you know, if you can make it into an oil or buy an oil infusion to help with respiratory infections, so colds and flu once again. It's also a good antibacterial, so if you have an infection along with your antibiotic, you might want to take a little bit of cinnamon in your diet. It helps prevent your or protect the body as well from things like heartburn and indigestion. And cinnamon and cloves also prevent things like salmonella and listeria. Wish I'd known this long ago. You know, when the listeria outbreak happened. So when you're cooking with cinnamon, and it's a dish that I often make, is I do two or three sticks of cinnamon in my chicken along with some orange juice to cook it in the slow cooker. And it has a beautiful flavor. And salmonella, from what most of us know, can come from chicken, especially raw chicken. Okay. Once again, as we've spoken about, or as I've spoken about, it does help fight insulin resistance and keeps your blood sugar sort of level. So therefore, it helps you with your diabetes. It can keep your blood sugar more level and more even. It improves your metabolism, and then it can help with the absorption, obviously, of glucose in the blood, which is something that a diabetic's body can't do. This doesn't, once again, mean that you must stop taking your diabetic medication. It means you should get advice from your doctor about whether it would benefit you. In high doses, if you're just going to add a little cinnamon to your diet and it's not going to change your diet too much, then, you know, it won't do any harm. As with everything I've said before, you know, everything in moderation is a great help. Cinnamon as well has been shown to help with the changes in our body that cause Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So, you know, if you're taking this in your food, apparently it helps with one of the compounds called tau, which is a protein that is part, well, in common in Alzheimer's. I don't know enough about these diseases to be able to say whether it's true or not. But the article that I found did have references for research. So it helps also improve motor function in patients with Parkinson's disease and can help protect from more severe damage. It's not going to stop the disease, unfortunately. I wish it would. We'd probably be using a lot more in that case. But it can prevent the rapid decline that we find in patients with Parkinson's. Once again, because it's a antioxidant and can fight free radicals, it is thought to help in the fighting of cancer by protecting our cells from the damage and from the changes caused that can cause cancer. So no harm in trying that, especially if you've got a family history of cancer. It's great for colon cancer because, as I said before, the cinnamon does have digestive assisting properties. You will find cinnamon was previously used as a breath freshener because it fights the bacteria in the mouth, which cause bad breath. It also then can improve you know, your bad breath and your oral hygiene or your dental health. So preventing cavities and tooth decays as well as gum and other infections. These are partly because they fight the bacteria, and bacteria are what cause bad breath, food we eat. So it's quite great unless you already have a sore in your mouth or an ulcer or something. In that case, it can actually make it worse. So be careful when taking it for your dental health. Now, one of the claims that has been made is that cinnamon can protect you from besides the bacterial and viral infections, but it can also help prevent fungal ones too. So one of the examples they gave is that the spice can help and prevent candida of the digestive tract, which is thrush is another name for it. And it can help prevent the growth of the yeast that causes thrush. So it might be, if you're prone to thrush, special oral thrush, it might be a good idea to put some cinnamon in your diet. Now, one of the controversial benefits of cinnamon is the treatment of HIV. It's one of the ones that was recommended that people take along with the your antiretroviral treatments. So it may be something to look at, as it prevents the virus or viral loads from increasing. I would take this with a little caution, because they're looking at it as a natural medicine, as a treatment for HIV. Once again, if you're a cinnamon farmer, this might be something you should look at. It also promotes healthy skin. So adding cinnamon oil to something like coconut can allow you to prevent, you know, sort of outbreaks of acne and skin infections and allergic reactions. So the oil will help reduce pain, the redness, the swelling. They suggest you make it into a mask with honey and put it on to fight your acne. One of the very, very important things about the cinnamon oil is you don't apply it directly or on its own. It must be in a carrier oil, because cinnamon can burn. Okay. As with mouth ulcers, it is important that you take it with caution. So rather try a small spot before you try the whole face. Okay. It also helps with a wide range of allergies and inflammation, such as the allergic rhinitis, because it can help prevent the allergic rhinitis. It can reduce it. So along with your nose sprays or your allergies, the anti-inflammatories or antihistamines that you're taking when you have an a rhinitis, cinnamon can help you, usually in a nice cup of hot tea. So put a stick in some tea and enjoy that. Now, cinnamon, for those of you who don't want to use a lot of sugar, actually can be used in sugar, you know, as a substitute. It will be used, you know, to increase the sweetness in foods, which is why it's great when you add it to a sweet potato. It brings out the natural sugar flavor of the sweet potato. But it also then prevents you from eating too much refined sugar, and it lowers what my favorite term is, the glycemic load of foods. Your glycemic index is how does your food affect your sugar levels in the day. So low GI foods will keep your blood sugars level and, you know, prevent you from being hungry earlier than like high heavy starches that are hard to digest and that make your body have to work. So cinnamon can help with that. It has an extra benefit, because you're going to be using less sugar. You would find that your energy levels actually increase instead of decrease, and you may even lose some weight, which is a great benefit. And one of the last properties of cinnamon that I found is that it actually keeps food longer. So it helps as a preservative in food. So adding cinnamon can improve the taste and it can keep your food a little bit longer. So they did something that I would not suggest, is they put the cinnamon oil into a broth and it preserved the broth for a couple of months. I would say it just helps you keep it in the fridge for a day or two longer, as well as making things more delicious. So we're going to take a break now, and when I get back, we're going to talk about the health benefits of oranges, which mix beautifully with cinnamon and with ginger. This is Adrian from the Essen Fressen Show, where it's all about the food.
Chalashing for chalas? Want to braai or fine dine? Stay tuned to High FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bagatti for Essen Fressen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Hi, and welcome back to the Essen Fressen Show. I'm Adrian Bagatti, and I'm talking about health benefits of certain foods. So I've spoken about garlic, I've spoken about ginger, and cinnamon. And now I'm going to speak about one of the most popular fruits around the world. It has been used for centuries to prevent issues like scurvy, and that is our orange. And oranges are not only just a snack, but a lot of major recipes use it as an ingredient. You have your orange juice, your orange peel, your oranges itself. And you can get two different kinds of oranges. Now, we're in South Africa. We've got a lot of variety of oranges, but the oranges are in two main categories. And one is a sweet orange and one is a bitter orange. Obviously, the sweet one is the most common one that we use because of the flavor. I mean, nobody wants to drink something that's bitter. So we want ones that, when you're looking for ones that are juicy, you want ones that have a smooth skin and they're firm and heavy. Obviously, they're going to have much more, juice in them. So the first thing that we all know about oranges is they are an excellent source of orange juice, of vitamin C. And one orange offers about 116% of your daily requirement for vitamin C. And that's an important thing. Now, vitamin C is associated with reduced risks of colon cancer. Once again, as with all the other things that I've spoken about, it helps get rid of free radicals, which means it's an antioxidant. And free radicals are reportedly, reportedly the main causes of things like cancer, brain dysfunction, so Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, as well as a variety of other things. Vitamin C improves your immune system, and it's good for preventing colds and apparently for preventing ear infection, which I didn't know. I wish I had. My kids would have been much better off then. Now, they say, one of the articles I read gave me a good laugh. It says it prevents skin damage. So this is a direct quote. Antioxidants in orange help protect skin from free radical damage known to cause signs of aging. An orange a day can help you look young even at 50. I think I'm offended. Obviously the article's written by somebody a lot younger than 50. Because, only one of those will say that. But it does. It helps your skin once again because it prevents the signs of aging. So it also helps keep your blood pressure in check because oranges not only contain vitamin C, they also contain vitamin B6. And these help with the production of red blood cells. And red blood cells are, quite important in our daily circulation because your red blood cells are the ones that carry oxygen around your body. So it helps keep your brain awake and helps keep you functioning. Also, an orange contains magnesium, so it can help you reduce your blood pressure. And Another one, in a study by US and Canadian researchers, they found that the citrus peel contains something that can potentially lower cholesterol more effectively than certain drugs. I can't say I would take that as gospel, but it wouldn't help to put a little orange zest in your meals or in a cup of tea to give you an orange flavored tea, and work alongside your blood pressure medication or your cholesterol medication. The fiber in oranges is a very good way of keeping your blood sugar levels and under control, and they're a much healthier snack. So one of the things that I've always been taught about blood sugar is for the patients who have these sudden blood sugar drops, and they use this, and there's a lot out there who are listening, they use this as an excuse to quickly have a little Coke or a snack of a chocolate or something like that. Your orange juice, a quarter cup of orange juice, will bring your blood sugar up way faster than any chocolate bar or Coke or a cola drink or any actual raw sugar. And it's easier to digest. So it keeps your blood sugars level. It's a simple sugar. It means your body doesn't have to work to derive the energy and the sugar, the carbohydrates from your food. So rather than eating a piece of bread, a piece of fruit, especially an orange, is going to help that. So it's great as a low GI food, and it's low in sugar. You can't obviously eat too many at once. As with everything I've said before, moderation is the key. Because oranges contain fructose, which is a natural sugar, eating too many can actually cause weight gain instead of being healthy. And then when talking about these foods, these superfoods and things, it's a big research field at the moment, is foods that prevent cancer. So one of the things that oranges contain is something called D-limonene. Okay, and I hope I've said that right. And it's apparently said to help prevent things like lung cancer, skin cancer, and possibly even breast cancer. Now, please remember that if you're genetically predisposed to cancer, if you've got a very, very strong family history, chances are that you're at higher risk to everybody. So having an orange a day can't really hurt in the prevention of cancer, but there is no guarantee. These are not miracle drugs and cures. Otherwise, a lot of people would be a lot richer. So because an orange contains vitamin C and antioxidants, they help build the body's immunity and can help prevent the mutations or the changes in your body's cells, which are considered vital to the changes that cause cancer. Then it is a natural acid. Okay. So when you eat them, they become alkaline and they play a part in the digestion. Oranges and lemons are about, work out the same. So that's an important thing. So oranges are also a good part of carotenoid, which is vitamin A, which is one of the things we find in carrots. And they say that it helps prevent eye disease, including macular degeneration. Okay. So once again, having an orange is good for your eyes. You know, oranges also have fiber, so they can help prevent constipation and help with irritable bowel syndrome. So it's a great way and a great alternative to taking those powders and things that you have to sprinkle on food or eat in a spoon. You don't want to get to there, so rather have your orange beforehand and keep and help prevent that. Something very useful is that obviously when an orange is warm, they produce more juice. So don't keep your oranges in the fridge. If you're going to squeeze orange juice, rather have them at room temperature What I like to do as well is I roll them around on the table before cutting them open. It makes them much juicier. And, you know, you can have it to get the juice when you want to squeeze it, get more out of it. And also if you would like to have a juicy orange as a thirst quencher. So that one of the things about vitamin C is that when it's exposed to air, it starts to get destroyed. So if you're going to eat an orange, cut it up and eat it immediately. You know, as kids, when we were playing sport and things, you got the orange wedges that had been sitting out for ages. And it's been shown that the vitamin C in those oranges have been destroyed. So the orange is only good as a thirst quencher and not as a thing. So that's the oranges. I hope you enjoyed today's show. This is Adrian Bogarty for the Essence Freshness Show, where it's all about the food. Enjoy your new fruits and your new flavors. And remember, cinnamon and orange go very well together as well.